Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I'm reminded of that song. It says, before you do anything else, we call on you. We call on Jesus. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're moving closer to that preaching hour. Oh, God, to God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. And I am just honored to have in the house today Evangelist Carol Matthews. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. Let's welcome her in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sister Matthews is here with her husband, who is a pastor, so we want to acknowledge him as well. Pastor Matthews is with her this morning. Amen. Amen. And so I'm just going to read some of her bio, but many of you know her already. Amen. She needs no introduction in Pilgrim Branch. She is the sister-in-law of our own Dion Williams, which means she is the auntie of Shantae and her children. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we're nowhere in good hands already. But she's a faithful servant to the Lord and a loving and devoted wife to her husband for 37 years. She's an author. She's a Christian counselor. And boy, do we need those. Amen. She's an evangelist. She is an intercessor. She is a purpose pusher. Amen. She's going to have to tell us about that one. Amen. She's a playwright, a mother, a servant, a wife. But most of all, she is a true worshiper of God. I am delighted to have her. When she said yes, my soul just rejoiced. And I've been praying ever since, Lord, give her the word that we need for this hour. Amen. Not just any old word, but the word that we need for this hour. So if you, after we have a solo by Sister Edith Blackshear, we are going to hear from our own evangelist, Carol Matthews. Amen. And when she comes, would you please stand to your feet after Edith sings? Amen.
I want to just say this has been a beautiful weekend. Amen. Even the last 2 weeks serving with the ladies in choir rehearsal, it was just a blessing. Amen. It just helped restore my soul. Amen. Sister Rita had been asking me what I was going to sing for all these days. And this one song is what the women's ministry is all about, helping other people. When we bring things to donate, to give to the homeless, and the bags that we're passing out, and it's just what we do, and it helps. It helps, rather, it helps me. Amen. And this is what we do. Amen. I just ask you to pray with me. I want to help somebody to see the light today. I want to lend a helping hand to show someone the way. I want my life to be an example as I go. 'Cause I'll never pass this way again. I want to be a worthy vessel of your redeeming love, and I'll give the glory and all the praise to God above. Let me be a blessing while I have a chance, 'cause I'll never pass this way again. Make me worthy of your love, your suffering and shame, worthy of your calling, and worthy of your pain, all of your suffering, Lord. I swear I want to be, 'cause I know that I'll be worthy when you get through with me. I want to be a worthy vessel of your redeeming love, and I'll give the glory, all the praise to God above. Let me be a blessing while I have a chance, 'cause I'll never pass this way again.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Who's worthy of all the praise. Oh, let's give God a hand clap of praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel a blessing in this building today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, we just thank you this afternoon. We thank you for your presence today, oh God. Hallelujah. The moving of your spirit right now. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Hallelujah. Let the glory of the Lord rest upon us today. Father, we're so grateful. Hallelujah. For all that you've already done. Hallelujah. And you're the same God. Hallelujah. Oh God, so we believe that you're going to bless us right now. Hallelujah. We trust you. Hallelujah. And we ask you, Lord God, that you would take our hearts and mold them, oh God. Take our minds and transform them, oh God. Take our wills, Lord God, and conform them to your own will. Oh God, we won't make any special requests. Any way you bless us, God, we'll be satisfied. Any way you lay your hands on us, oh God, we'll be satisfied. Now, Lord, we release to you. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place. Walk the aisles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Woo, my God. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit rest in this place. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Woo, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, release the burdens today. Hallelujah. Loose the anointing today. Hallelujah. Set forth healing today. Oh, I believe somebody want to be saved. I believe somebody want to live right. Oh, shalalalabo, say hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. And we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Woo, you may be seated. Hallelujah. But on your way down, give God a praise. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Give God a praise. Well, hold up. Now, if that was from me, that would be all right. Because I believe when you need something from the Lord, you will praise him like you're about to lose your mind. Hallelujah. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Woo. My God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, that's how you get your breakthrough. I love praising the Lord with people that ain't afraid to give God praise. Hallelujah. Don't care what it look like. Don't care what it sound like. Higher glory. Woo. Thank you. Oh, glory. Yeah. I've had people looking at me for years. They don't understand your praise. But if you know what I've been through, you would see why I praise the Lord like I do. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me get correct right quick. Of course, you know I honor the Lord.
Amen.
But I also want to honor Pastor Pickens. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you for allowing us to be here on today. Hallelujah. And Reverend Leapart, thank you for the invitation. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And Reverend Price, and I'm sorry. Amen. We thank God for you as well. God is a good guy, y'all. But now I have to honor my pastor, my husband, my covering, my boo thing, hallelujah, who allows me to do what I do in the kingdom. Y'all, been with him for 41 years, married for 37. I think he know me by now. But, I got to tell the story. I got to say it. I was 10 years old on the playground, and I saw this beautiful little girl walking by. Oh, y'all, and we became friends, and we've been friends for 47 years. Come on, baby, stand up. That's my girl. That's my girl. I met her when I was 10 and married her brother when I turned 20. What's that going on? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, y'all. I shall not be moved. Woo. You know, when she told me that, I said, that'll preach. Woo, that'll preach. Praise the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians, and I believe she read it earlier. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable. That means stay right there.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. All right, let me say it in layman terms. Girl, you better stay right there, because everything that's going on, you better keep doing what you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep doing what you do.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I went to the dictionary. You know how we got to define stuff.
Amen.
Steadfast. It means being convinced that what you are doing is right. And, baby, you refuse to change or give it up.
Amen.
Woo, I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Hallelujah. And unmovable. You're incapable of being moved from your purpose, regardless of anybody else's opinion.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you today. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Now, you know, I don't know what you've been going through, but y'all, I've been going through some stuff. Give me a minute. I've been going through some stuff. Ooh, the devil is coming at all. But we know that the Bible speaks of that. Oh, but my husband, thank God for you, baby. Thank God for you. He's been encouraging me. He keeps saying it's going to be greater later. God is going to do it. Oh, he's going to come through. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And when I got to thinking of that, y'all, I went to John 5. Go there with me. John chapter 5. Hallelujah. I believe it'll help me come out with what I'm trying to get to you today. I want to encourage you. I don't know what you've been going through, but whatever it is, hold on. Hold on. Be encouraged and believe that what you're doing a good work. God see what you're doing. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 5, and I'm going to start at the first verse, and I'm going to read through verse 9, if that's all right. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew a Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now, a certain man was there, oh Lord, who had an infirmity. How long, y'all? 30. Ooh, that's longer than I've been married. Jesus. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise." Oh, glory. Hallelujah. "Take up your bed and walk." And immediately The man was made well, took up his bed, and walked. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the reading and blessing of his word. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't mind if I just talk to you for a little bit? Hallelujah. Don't look at me strange. I'm Netta from down the road. It's me. Hallelujah. Like this man at the pool of Bethesda, you know, you may have been overlooked. Come on. Crowded out. Passed over. Outran. Even pushed out. Ooh, anybody know about that? Yeah. You may have been looking at it, dreaming about it, talking about it, praying about it, singing about it, but I want you to take courage. Hallelujah. Today, I believe that you're getting ready to receive your blessing. I believe it. I believe it. You know, now I can imagine this man, he was staring at the water, watching for the slightest little ripple, saying to himself, I ain't going to miss it this time. Woo! The next time I see that water move, I'm ready. For hours and days and weeks and months and years, he watches the water. And still, he missed it. Over and over, he would hear people shouting out, woo, I got healed. I can just imagine, you know, the water, would he would see the ripple, and before anybody could help him in there, somebody was like, ah, I got what I came for. Oh, God. But I'm talking to somebody today that has watched everybody else seem like they're getting blessed over and over. They got their healing, and you're still praying to God, Lord, touch. Touch, God, touch. I believe you're a healer today, and somebody come to church testifying, I ain't got cancer. I ain't got no more diabetes. Glaucoma's gone. But you're still praying to God. Oh. You've watched somebody else get promoted when you've been there for 10 years, and they just showed up last summer. Oh, glory. You watch somebody else get a new car, and you got to practically push yours to get it going. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it looks like, from all natural evidence, that it just ain't going to ever be you. But the Lord is saying today, hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. So this man, he had been sick for years, y'all. Sick and feeble, and he would come to the pool waiting for the movement of the water. But on this particular day, see, God got a day for us. Our day is coming. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, stood in front of this man. I'm talking about Jesus, God in the flesh. I'm talking about Jesus, the Word. Hallelujah. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Jesus, who is health and healing. I'm talking about Jesus, who is blessings and prosperity. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus, who is the full manifestation of everything that this man needed. Hallelujah. Now, he could believe for his miracle. He could believe for his breakthrough, but he was looking at the water. Oh, God. Hallelujah. My God. And you know, this man almost missed his blessing. He was looking at the water when Jesus was right there. Praise the Lord. You know, when you need a miracle from God, you got to give God the latitude to use whatever means he deems necessary. A lot of times when we pray, we have a preconceived notion of what we want and how we want it. Come on, let's be real. Glory to God. But God got a way of doing things. Woo, Lord Jesus. And it's a song that says, God got a way of doing things, and I like the way he do it. Yeah. No, we don't. Not all the time. No, we don't.
Not all the time.
Come on, let's be real. All the time, we don't like the way that God would do a situation. Because sometimes we have to suffer. Sometimes it's a process. Glory to God. And sometimes we don't want to have to. Now look, when I ask God for something, I want it yesterday.
Ain't no shame here.
Lord, because I needed it fixed back there. Woo! But sometimes God will make me wait on it. And in my waiting, see, God is still doing something in my waiting. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Because he knows if I got to wait on it, I'm going to continue to pray about it. I'm going to continue to pray for some strength. And I'm going, Lord, it's a long time coming, but I believe you're going to do it, Lord. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to wait until my change comes. Woo, God. But if you're not careful, you can miss the glory, the blessing, the miracle you need simply because you're looking in one direction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember when God used that raven to feed the prophet Elijah? Come on now. Some of us would have shot that bird if he was coming near us. Yeah. And then there are some folks who are so caught up in the King James Bible pronunciation that if I was prophesying to somebody and I didn't get the D Bible, they wouldn't even hear me. You got to realize the devil don't want you to receive your blessing. He's trying to keep you from receiving your miracle. But you know what? Sometimes it's that narrow-minded religious attitude. Did I say that? Yeah, I said it. Hallelujah. Woo, it's kind of like this. We say, God, bless me. Hallelujah. Pour out on me. But this is how I want it. Oh, Jesus. But I tell you, God, any way you bless me, any way you lay your hands on me. So this man's breakthrough was right in front of him. Hallelujah. It wasn't coming the way he expected it to come. Hallelujah. Your miracle, your blessing, your breakthrough may not come by the pool. Amen. So you got to hold fast. Woo! Glory. Get positioned. Hallelujah. And decide in your mind, I ain't going nowhere. Let me share something with you. Church folks is something. Let me wipe my face on that one. Y'all, church folks is something else. Woo, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They will put you out if you let them. Because it's something about you they don't like. You got a position they want. They think you're dressing better than them. It's any old nonsense. And if you let them, you know, next thing you know, honey, you'll be getting your purse and saying, peace out, I'm gone. Oh, Jesus. Oh, but you know what? You got to decide who it is you're serving. Who are you serving? I love my husband. He is my pastor, but I don't serve him. Hallelujah. For God I live. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Honey, I was in the choir, and I was supposed to be typing up a program, and one sister went and told everybody that I took it upon myself to do what I wanted to do, typing up the program. I was typing what the lady gave me. Y'all, when I tell you at that next choir practice, they was acting cold and acting funny, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? And it was just to say, girl, did you do what they said you did? I'm like, what'd I do? It hurt my feelings so bad. You know what I said? I don't need this. Yeah. Netta showed up. I said, I don't need this. I can go to my house and be at peace. Oh, but y'all, when I went home and that attitude was still on me, the Lord started whooping me. And before I know it, I was coming all back. Because it's not, baby, I don't have to sing in the choir. I don't have to praise dance. I don't have to do a program. I don't have to be a speaker. All I got to do is live for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if I never sing another song, if I never preach another message, hallelujah, I'm going to live for the Lord. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't you know some of them people done come and gone and went and left. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I tell you what, I'm still standing. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you. So I want you to hold fast. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give in. Hold on. Praise the Lord. Woo. And you know, you can wear yourself out trying to make things happen. Trying to get somebody to recognize you. Glory to God. Trying to open doors for yourself. Yeah. Trying to get a platform for your gift. Hallelujah. Even trying to convince God that you deserve a blessing. Oh, Lord Jesus. Woo, God, hallelujah. But hold on, hold on. God know exactly what he's doing. He don't need no help from you. Glory to God. Let God be God. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to have faith. Oh, you can look good and you can sing good and all that. But baby, you got to have faith. The Bible lets us know that's what pleases God. Woo, see, faith ain't going to quit. Your money may run out. Your feelings may run out. Your friends might run out. Oh, glory to God. But that faith will carry you through. When don't nothing else look right, don't feel right, don't smell right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Because you don't know when that breakthrough is coming. Hallelujah. It's not. It's on the way. Glory to God. But what the enemy wants you to do is say, you know what? Woo. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name today. So I want you to know, praise the Lord, one of the main ingredients of this man's miracle, y'all, it was persistence. If he kept coming to the pool day after day, week after week, month, ooh, what he had that mind, I ain't going to give up. Okay, I missed it, but I'm coming back. Well, I missed it again, but I'm coming back. Persistence. What is that? I refuse. Yeah. I ain't going, baby, gone, bye. But I ain't going, bye, see you later. I ain't going nowhere. Whoo, and he had been a long time in that case, praise the Lord. So I'm sure he woke up this particular morning, glory to God, and everything was the same. Yeah. He went through the same routine, glory to God, like he did every other day. Yeah. But he didn't know what this day was going to bring. But right in there, did y'all catch that? Yeah. That was persistence. It was, man, if don't nobody else show up, I'm going. Yeah. If it's raining, you know how the fair weather ones are. You know. If the weather too bad, I'll see y'all next Sunday. Woo. I know y'all ain't going to have me back. I know. It's all right. It's all right. I love you anyway. Praise the Lord. So, now this man, do y'all think he was a random choice? It was a principle at work right here. Things don't just happen by chance with the Lord. Today was the day for this man's miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He came to this man because this man kept coming. Woo, Jesus. You got to tell yourself, baby, I know it's rough. Talk to yourself. Encourage yourself. It's rough. It's ugly. But I'm going. I'm hollering. I'm hold on. Glory to God. God got something for me and I want what he got for me. Praise the Lord. And I want to encourage you to just keep moving. Keep moving forward. Praise the Lord. Don't give up. I know you're tired. I know you may get discouraged. It may not look good and everybody looking at you funny, but hold on. Glory to God. Woo, thank you, Lord. So just keep going. Keep going. See, movement. Movement is a sign that you're still alive. You know, they can pronounce somebody dead, but let their toe move. Like, hold up. He ain't gone yet. Praise the Lord. So movement is a sign that you're still alive. Movement is a sign that you're not out yet. Glory to God. Movement is a sign that you still got another chance. Hallelujah. Oh, but I love how Jesus did this. See, I was telling you earlier, a lot of times we'll expect a miracle to come a certain way. Everybody waiting for the movement of the water. Jesus bypassed that pool and went on to that man. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you look in one direction, you better, whoo, glory, hallelujah, miss your blessing. Jesus, hallelujah, he didn't go checking no numbers. He didn't see what order they was in. He didn't ask who next. Glory to God. Let me just tell you this right here. Favor ain't fair. Just because you next in line don't mean you next. Woo. Hallelujah. Just because you got more education don't mean you next. Just because you held that seat longer don't mean you're going to stay in that seat. Woo. Because I'm reminded of a little scripture that says something about the last shall be first. Oh, I choose to believe the word of God. So yeah, you can harbor and covet that place if you want to. Don't mean you're going to be there. Don't mean you're going to stay there. Because what God wants to happen is going to happen. Favor can do what no amount of education can do. It can open doors. It can elevate you. Woo, glory. Favor, let me tell you this one. It will even change people's minds about you. Girl, they'll get a preconceived notion. Oh, yeah. Settle down in their hearts. Hallelujah. And the next thing you know, they, how you doing? Yeah, that's favor. Praise the Lord. Favor is like a magnet that draws on the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Favor, glory to God. When don't seem like anything else is working out right, favor. Let me hear you say favor. Ooh, Jesus. Let me remind you about how favor works. Favor took Esther, a humble peasant girl, hallelujah, woo, and she became what? Queen of a nation. Hallelujah. Favor took Joseph from the pit to the palace, hallelujah. And favor can completely reverse a situation that you thought was hopeless, you weren't going to never make it out of. It just, people looking at you saying, you ain't going to make it, girl. You might as well throw your hand, might as well throw your, but God will say, hallelujah. So Jesus told this man to rise, take up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. Y'all, I love it because immediately. Without hesitation, without delay, glory God. He was made whole. Is there anybody that got some immediate right now faith? No, wait. Not the kind when I get to heaven kind of faith. Not one of these old days kind of faith. Not 6 months from now kind of faith. I'm talking about right now. Oh, come. Woo. The Bible says that now faith is what? Of what?
Things hope
and what?
Not
seen. I can't see it, I don't smell it, I don't. Oh, but I believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And just like this man, hallelujah, you know, like Paul and Silas and like Joseph in the prison and like Daniel in the lion's den, like the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Oh, God. You know, I know it's not proper protocol, hallelujah, to start shouting at your own word. Woo! Hallelujah. And I know sometimes, you know, we get to wondering and we're like, Lord, I've been doing this for so long, Lord God, and just, I don't know. My strength is getting low and, oh, Jesus. Oh, God. People expect so much from me. Oh, Lord, I don't know what they think, that because you saved, because you're a preacher's wife, or because you're an evangelist, you're a super saint. I can't bust through no walls. I can't do stuff in a single bound. Oh, and I go through things just like everybody else. Woo, but I'm telling you today, I'm still standing. I shall not be moved. Woo. Because at any moment, any time, God can turn it around. Oh, God, hallelujah. There's a scripture that says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you. What? That means it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Glory to God. And then, oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel a turnaround. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. See, a lot of times people don't recognize the times when you ought to just go ahead and give God that praise. Because when you think about, I ain't going to make it. It's too rough. It's too hard. And then something drops in your spirit or somebody will tell you, girl, you're going to make it. Right then, it's like, woo, yes, yes, yeah, 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 I can make it. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, I feel a turnaround today. Hallelujah. I feel like one of those moments where, Lord, I know all this has happened, but I'm going to stand in here. Hallelujah. I choose to believe God on today. Hallelujah. His promises are sure. Glory to God. He's a God that will not lie to me. Hallelujah. And I thank him. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you, I can feel his strength right now. Woo. Hallelujah. See, that's the God I serve. Oh, I feel the anointing right now. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. And I dare you to stand on your feet if you need something from the Lord. I dare you to stand on your feet. Hallelujah. This is your day. This is your day. I know what they said. I know what they said. But God. Hallelujah. It don't matter what your place is in line, because God can bypass the line and get to you. Woo. Hey, come on, come on, come on. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Yes, he's that kind of God. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. It don't matter where you are socially, economically. You ain't got to be the prettiest one. It don't matter if you're the ugliest one. God is a good God. Hallelujah. I believe somebody's going to get their blessing. Yeah, that's how you do it, sister. That's how you do it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're not concerned about what everybody else is doing. We're not concerned about what everybody else is doing. We need a blessing from the Lord. We want a blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Woo, my. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Oh, yeah. That thing you've been stressing about. That thing you've been waiting on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God can do it. God can do it. God can do it.
Woo.
If you bold enough, listen to me. If you bold enough, I want you to tell your neighbor, don't get mad at me. But I'm next. I'm next. I'm next. I'm next. I'm next. Woo. Ah. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Woo. And baby, he got more than enough blessings to go around. Oh, Jesus. But sometimes, you got to step out of your comfort zone. You got to allow God to do it like he want to do it.
Yeah,
my God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Woo. It don't matter if you standing next to somebody that don't want to give God that praise. We know how some people do it sometimes. Oh, but if you want the blessing for yourself, hallelujah, if you want God to pour down on you, so be encouraged today. Hallelujah. You've been waiting a long time. It's all right. Woo. You got a little weak. That's okay. Hallelujah. But you're still standing. Hallelujah. You still came back. Hallelujah. Didn't give up. Glory. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved.
Come on, somebody. Let's give God a hand clap of praise in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Evangelist. God is so good. You have been a witness that the old Holy Spirit is the brand new Holy Spirit. God does not change. The doors of the church are open. There might be somebody here who's ready to turn your life around. We want you to know that you're welcome in the kingdom of God. Are you here today? Did you hear the message God sent today? Will you come forward today? God is good. Somebody say.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."